Olivia and Tom Dog came on. Is there somebody out there playing with that light? Can you go ahead and turn that off for us, please, when you get a moment?
It's in my eyes. Just kidding.
Can you shut that off for us?
It did it right when I asked it before.
You don't have to be afraid. Thank you.
No.
We'll get back to that in a little bit, okay? But if you want to keep playing with it, I'm going to use it to ask questions later, so please, you can feel free to play with it.
We had something turning this light on down here, too, because we have one on the table here.
Yeah.
We have that one up there. We have cat balls all over the place.
They really need to do some decorating in here.
They do. When we got here yesterday, this
that was
wide
open.
Yeah. Like it was just
wide open to the outside.
Yeah, it was wide open to the outside. And then they had a lock on the back door. It's like,
why bother?
I don't know if you noticed either, but they've never heard of Roundup.
I said to them, I said, you think they might have done a little weed?
Maybe just a little bit.
Roundup.
That's how we need at home.
Yeah. Tell a lot of people we need.
Anything is better than that.
Yes.
That's the natural Gettysburg.
That's what they're going
for. I thought it was this.
That's the natural Gettysburg.
Uh-oh.
What?
What's wrong?
I felt like someone was tickling my foot.
Maybe it's Ben. Or John.
Yeah, probably. I feel really good about tonight. I think it's pretty good.
They agree.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited to meet everybody.
Is that
beginning
excited?
You feel better now that there aren't so many men?
Yeah, they told us that last night. They said too many men.
Yeah, we were...
I don't blame them.
Can you shut that light off for me, please?
I was like, is there a reason you're not talking more? You're only telling us our name? And the obelisk was like, or Derek was like, too many men. He's like, oh shit.
Well, we're here. We're ready.
Yeah, I want to do it this time.
You want to listen this time? Mm-hmm. I don't do well with it. I'm not really good at picking up what they say. You just listen to it all the time. So he knows better. I usually ask you questions, but I didn't do one that stepped on your toes last night, because last time
you were actually getting responses.
So you said you're heading out early tomorrow?
Yeah, I got home. I got a lot of work to do home tomorrow.
I mean, all that they said to do before you leave is lock that front door, which it does open soon, we've learned.
Oh, so there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know what we have to do as far as like bed sheets and all that.
He said, do not make beds.
Oh, just leave it?
Yeah.
I don't think I'll put them somewhere.
He said, empty the garbage, but do not make beds.
It's probably somebody, like a service or something that comes
through. I'm sure they need something.
If they're in, so you just get their money back. Doing very well.
So, what did you learn about the house? When was it built and stuff?
Late 1700s.
Yeah, like 1783 or something was the first time, the first year I saw for it.
But there wasn't a whole lot of actual history on the grounds or the house itself. It went from Hans Hamilton, who was, what was that, the Indian War. It was 17... He was a big captain or whatever in that war.
He died in 1826.
But he was a pretty big member of the community here. He served as sheriff twice and helped manipulate the surveys around here by scaring off the surveyors, basically. But then he sold it to, do you remember what the name was?
He sold it to Starry?
Yes.
Was the last name? George and Elizabeth Starry, I think. Shit, was that the Elizabeth?
That's Derek.
Say what?
Was it George and Elizabeth Starry?
Yeah.
Could that have been the bet that we were talking about?
I don't know, you guys are talking about being a little girl.
That's what I thought. I don't see those, so I don't know.
But yeah, so they purchased it. This was just like a cabin. I'm assuming probably this. And then they built on. And then they sold it to Oscar Shaw, who was a Hollywood star of some sort.
Is he a Broadway? Broadway.
But this was his summer home, and they had a bunch of parties here, and they named it
El Suerto,
which means, what do you say, the dream?
The dream.
That he looked up. So they actually like named the house and the property and everything, which I don't think these guys knew about. Like, I don't think that the owners knew that it had a name.
Huh. It seems like the owners did absolutely zero research. Because we found a lot more than they did, and it took us an hour.
Yeah, I mean, we were there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and found all that. So they haven't even made an attempt. But after that, I guess that's when it was, what was her name? Lena.
Yeah.
Lena Whitaker. This is who the Shaws sold to. And then at that point, there wasn't much to go off of outside of that.
So before the house was built, they had a blacksmith shop, and there was several different newspaper articles we saw that had the Confederate Army didn't kidnap him, but they held the guy hostage.
They forced him to.
It was the apprentice at the blacksmith shop at the time. They held him hostage for 2 days and made him shoe the horses. And then they were talking about taking him south, with them to be their like servant, mm-hmm. shooting horses, and he caught wind of it. And then while the guards were sleeping, he ran to the hills and hid out while his mother brought him food to keep him alive. She'd keep going back and forth, taking him food and stuff. And then they waited there until everybody left Gettysburg. And then he came back, and I think that's when he built this.
Huh.
I think.
That's as much as we can gather.
There's not much. Even people at the Historical Society are having a hard time buying it. So
it was cool that we told them what we were looking for, and they just started bringing us documents and folders, and I've never done something like that before.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Huh. So how come that light keeps going on and off?
That's just motion.
Yeah, that's motion. So when we move, it goes on. Derek just like sets everything out.
Just in case.
Just
and
in
now
case.
We're here to get blended. It's okay.
If I don't, no one else would.
So how's my brother?
I don't know. You probably know as much as I do.
Alrighty then. Because we'll ask him.
I mean, he was in the hospital for a few days there, and he didn't allow anybody to go see him, so nobody actually knows what was going on.
Why doesn't he let anyone go see him?
I don't. I was like, I'll bring you chargers or tablet or your computer or whatever, even to, you know, kill some time. No, I'll be fine. I don't want anybody here. Whatever. And then you know how it is listening to doctors when you're all drugged up and half out of it.
Mm-hmm. So now he's wearing that heart monitor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm shut this off. Just want to tell Ashley. Mm-hmm.
What's that little gadget do?
Which one?
The one on the table.
Oh.
with the little ears on it.
That's an obelisk. That has a memory bank, word bank, I guess. That correlates with different energy levels. So hypothetically, they can speak to us through that by the changing of energy between the antennas there. We've had some cool stuff with that.
Yeah, everything we use is energy-based, right? That's all we are, theoretically. So it's all energy source. So then light works on the same principle. Pink is base, and then changing intensity of the EMF around it.
It was the same thing with those REM pods upstairs that were in the room in the hallway. Mm-hmm. Same thing. If something's close to it, it'll light up and make a noise.
Same thing with the K2 meters. K2 meters are not those tiny equipment. They're the things that the electricians used to find wires and walls are used to before all the other stuff. So all it is just a barometer, essentially, for EMF changes. So then we also have a device on there that we've had running. I don't know if that's made a difference, but we've had it running all day since this morning. It's called the power plant. You can see it's got a black box by the water. That has it's an EMF pump. So there's a rare earth magnet that's mounted to a rotary motor in there. It just spins around really fast, and it shoots, it just makes like a cloud of electromagnetic field around it. So theoretically, you'll hear us refer to it, and we call it the ghost buffet, because like theoretically, spirits, because it takes energy to interact with things, they can come over and like charge up on that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had that running all day while we were gone. We left to go to try to like supercharge the space, which is primarily the way those are used. It's just like put it into the place and then essentially let it juice them up. We don't know if it works. We have no idea how any of this stuff works. We're just going with it. Paid a lot of stinking money for all this crap. So then we have REM pods upstairs. We have motion lights upstairs. I'm going to turn all the lights off just so we can see things whenever it happens. We have the flashlights there. If we can get them to do question and answer with the flashlights, we'd like to do that. We'll see if we can get them to use their to either turn the lights on or off. We'll see if they like to do it that way. They don't always.
We can try the pendulum we were talking about too.
Yeah, I can do the pendulum if we need to. I have a bunch of stuff at our disposal here. We'll see about the basement. See how the night goes. If there's nothing going on, we'll head down that way. It's very cramped down there, and Chris saw a mouse, so he doesn't like mouse.
As long as there's no bats.
I didn't see any bats down there. I don't think there would be any. So yeah, that's most of it. Only voice recorders. Yeah, that's the one thing we need to do there tonight is let's do like true EMF or EVPs and run those. The voice recorder, and then listen to it and see if there's anything there. So we can try to.
I got this guy running the whole time. We have so many that we could actually let another one run as we're listening back.
This one's only 2 minutes.
How is it?
It's about 17 minutes. Okay.
Are you ready to start up there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I need it this way. Ouch.
Somebody, I said. It'll be me.
my husband used to hunt raccoons, and he had dogs, and we went out to run them in the woods one evening, and I had seen owls in a tree, and I said, oh, look, Jim, there's an owl. He goes, yeah. And about that time, that owl opened its wings, and I have never seen an owl's wingspan.
Oh, they're huge.
Oh, my word. And I ran all the way up my husband's back, and I had him like this.
Yeah, that's good.
And he's like, it was horrible. Poor guy. And then another baby came in from hunting. And he said, Kim, I'm home. And I had been living by myself for a long time. And I came up out of my bed and throat punched him.
Scared. You pregnant?
He's like,
up in danger.
And poor guy stayed with me.
I don't think we have a flashlight.
There's a night light up there.
Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you know where the buttons are on this without looking?
What are you?
That's the recorder. I want to do an EVP.
Did we actually listen to that? I just want to see if it's around or not. Living room EVP, beginning of night.
Hello up there.
Yes, in fact, what? So if there's anybody down here, or even upstairs, anybody can hear my voice. We were here all day yesterday and today.
Thank you for turning that on.
So you should be very familiar with us now. We're excited that it seems like you want to talk with us a little bit more. So we're going to make some more concentrated effort to speak with you today. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is I'm holding a little device with a little red light on it. You'll be able to use it to speak with us. We're not going to be able to hear you until we play it back. If you'd be willing to, we would like you to use it. I'll ask you some questions. If you'll come talk to us through the device, I'd greatly appreciate it.
What's that?
Are you watching that?
The door. I can't see it. The door. I can see it from here, yeah.
I can't see it.
So is there anybody here in this area or upstairs or anywhere else that would like to talk to us?
Everything we brought with us will not hurt you. It'll light up, it'll change colors, make noises, but nothing that we have here will hurt you.
Can you turn that off for me, please? Just go ahead and turn the light off. We'll get to that, I promise.
To speak with you today. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is I'm holding a little device with a little red light on it.
I just saw a shadow move over my hallway.
It wasn't the cars going by?
It wasn't a light.
So is there anybody here in this area or upstairs or anywhere else would like to... In this area or upstairs or anywhere else would...
What?
Is there anyone?
No, not yet. Attention upstairs, but we want to follow them?
Sure. So I probably should, right?
We'll start walking. Is there a round clock here?
There's two upstairs.
Yeah, there's a clock on the steps right here.
No, they're not at the top of the steps. There's one in your room and there's one in the hallway. You can move them if you want to go for it.
What?
I said if you want to move them, by all means.
Beth, are you out here tonight?
Behind you.
Charlie lost it.
Was it? Was there an Elizabeth story?
Yeah.
Beth, is that you? Can you turn that light off?
Wow.
Thank you. So is that your last name? Is Starry your last name?
Turn that flashlight on if it's yes.
We may have to give her a second. She just did it. She might need a little juice and juice.
Oh, and she goes.
Well, Beth, I hope that is you, and I appreciate you coming back to talk to us. I'll give you some room and I'll be afraid of us.
Okay, when you get enough and then energy to do it, go ahead and shut that off. Derek, you want to give me that,
the EVP?
That camera.
Yeah.
That camera read. With the, exactly, the IR light on it.
Little one or big one?
The, what do you mean the little one?
Handheld?
Yeah, yeah. Does it have the IR light on it?
Yep. I have this recorder going down here, but do you want this one? I can just start it here.
You what?
I can start this recorder. We were talking about doing EVP, quick flash one.
Yeah.
So, EVP 2.
I'm not familiar with this camera.
Well, we're bringing in.
What was that? Oh, you were pressing over there. I was going to say, I don't think it's okay. Yeah, okay.
Said you got the IR on.
Hey Beth, go ahead and shut that off. I'll wait, please.
Thank you.
So, I want to use the flight to ask you questions. I need you to just hold on. Can you shut that off for me, please? Unfortunately, the lights don't come up on IR.
The light on the left is just a straight up light. You want to turn that on?
You alright?
No, I'm good. The battery's gone. Just the backup battery.
We don't need to
battery. Need this right now.
Just toss it on the stove.
Hey Beth, I'm sorry if that scared you away. That was very loud, wasn't it? I apologize. Yeah, you're still there.
Okay, thank you.
Can you shut that off? I want to ask you some questions, okay? And what I want you to do, once you get that all the way turned off, what I want you to do is use that light to answer yes when it's a yes answer, and then if it's a no answer, you leave it off, okay? But you need to shut it off first. I'll give you a second. That takes a lot, and I appreciate your efforts here. Okay, great. Thank you. So, Beth, first of all, would you rather me call you Beth? Is that the way that you'd like to be addressed? Remember, all you have to do is turn the light on if the answer is yes. If you would rather than call you something else, you can leave it off, okay? Okay, I'm going to assume that that's a no response, okay? So if you'd rather me call you Elizabeth, that's how you'd like to be called. Can you turn the light on for me, please? I know this is a lot. Do You want the bald guy to go away? Derek does that. He scares things away.
You got close.
Huh? Yeah, and it was still working until you're asking over here. Yeah, no, thank you.
No fighting. There she is.
Oh, look, your cat ball. Uh-huh. Thank you. So you found both of our devices. That's pretty neat how easy that is to interact with, isn't it? So Elizabeth, are you Elizabeth's? Okay.
Starry.
What's that?
Starry.
Yeah, she turned the light on, so I don't want to leave her going for a second.
Oh, okay.
Turn that off, Elizabeth. I know you're super excited because Derek will.
Poor Derek.
He's used to it. Good job. What did it say?
Tick. I thought it said dick.
I thought it said dick. I wanted to say dick. So
Elizabeth.
So Elizabeth, are you Elizabeth Starry? Is Starry your last name? Or your surname? I'll give you a few seconds to turn it on if your name is Elizabeth Starry. That's great, thank you. We just want to, first and foremost, we want to say hello. It's very nice to meet you. We read about you when we did some research in this house. We were hoping that we'd get to interact with you this evening. I apologize that we didn't think of this last night when you were talking to us. We really didn't make that connection with Elizabeth. Sorry.
Oh.
What?
K2 right here.
So, Elizabeth, did you and your family purchase this house from the Hamiltons?
It's jumping up the right over here.
What?
Hmm?
Oh. Chris, are you using your cell phone? That would be so. No.
Bring it closer again. Chris, bring your phone over. There, what's going on? I'll take your phone back.
So Elizabeth, did your husband build furniture? When we were doing research on this house, we saw some pretty complete records of the Starry family being prominent furniture builders in the area. Was that something that you guys did? That's great. I saw some pictures of your chairs. They were absolutely beautiful. My wife likes to collect some antiques. I'm sure she'd be very impressed by the chairs that I saw. That being said, I would like you to stay here. I don't want you to come home with me or show her your chairs.
See, aren't you glad that you read that entire book about chairs yesterday?
I did read a lot about chairs yesterday. I feel like I'm a pro with chairs. I do like sitting, so that's what. I got a leg up on competition. Are you very proud of the chairs that you and your family built? You seem to be very adamant about chair building when I talk about it. So Elizabeth, did you have any children in this house? We did not find record of that. Doesn't mean you didn't have any. You did have children here. You're not sure? Can you turn that back on if you did have children? That's great. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Keep that. Just keep that in your back pocket. Someone knows it. Interesting.
What's that? Do you have some information?
Yes.
Do you?
So, Elizabeth is the daughter of George.
The daughter of George, okay.
Her husband, Warner.
Oh, very well.
And her had two children. Elizabeth was the second's middle name, which could explain
the child
connection. The child or the Beth connection.
Mm. Did you just hear the footsteps up here?
Oh, I thought that was you.
That wasn't you.
Yeah, I thought you were shifting.
No, I'm leaning against this wall. On
I definitely heard that. Moving.
So, was I wrong? Are you the daughter? You are. That would make more sense with the Beth thing from yesterday, then.
Okay.
She said she liked to be called Elizabeth.
But it's a family name.
So Elizabeth, are you able to come and go in as you please, or are you always here? If you're able to come and go in as you please into this house, and you can light the light up for me. Okay, there's a little delayed, I'm not gonna lie. Maybe I'll slow down the question so that you have some time to regroup, okay?
Do you want the delay up there?
Do you hear that in there?
I didn't hear anything that time.
It's like you can hear the floor creaking.
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's you. That's right.
You shifting it away.
Okay. Debunk.
That's why we're here.
Wait. Teamwork makes a dream work. All right, I don't know what other questions to talk about here.
Well,
I ran out of steam on chairs.
We brought it up.
Ask about the name Cora.
Cora?
Mm-hmm.
Would Beth know a Cora?
It's Elizabeth's first name.
It's what?
Elizabeth's first name.
Cora Elizabeth. Okay. Okay, so, again, a little delayed. Can you turn the light off? And then we're going to, like, give it one, like, really good run at it. I can answer this. Okay, Cora or Beth, I'm gonna take my hiatus here. I'm gonna talk to my daughter. This is my friend Chris. Sorry. Hello. Hey.
So did Elizabeth say she had two children?
Elizabeth did have two children, I believe. One was Cora Elizabeth. Do you remember what the other's name was, Chris?
It was. It's still up on my support. Sarah.
Oh. We all hear.
Well, were you affirming that you have two daughters? Cora and Sarah?
Huh. And then all the way off
Central.
Jackie.
What was before Jackie?
Central. Central Jackie person. Not sure how those things are related.
Can you turn that off for us again? Because we'd like to ask you another question. And that's how.
Thank you.
Was Sarah your sister? Or is Sarah your daughter?
Turn that flashlight on if she's your sister.
Turn the flashlight on if Sarah was your sister.
Oh, that was quick. Try again.
Okay. Yeah, leave it off for us if you can. Did it just take you a little bit of time to get it on again?
Just hold on until we ask a question.
Elizabeth, can you turn that light on if Sarah is your sister?
That's a quick flash again. It's the same thing as last time.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Thank you. Is she here too?
Is Sarah here too with you?
Putting that flashlight on if she is. Oh. Thank you. At least you have some company.
Yes, I do. Elizabeth. Yeah, turn that light off for us again. Yeah, thanks.
See if Elizabeth was the one that was we were talking to last night.
Exactly what I was about to ask.
That's what I'm curious.
Elizabeth, when I was standing up on this balcony last night with Derek, was that you that we were talking to? Light the flashlight if it was. Sarah, if you're still with us, was it you that we were talking to last night? Who the fuck was it?
And who's Jackie?
And who's Jackie?
Jackie, short for Jaws. We'll just be Jackie now.
That was my dad's name.
James, Jack, I know some James that they're my dad's. Can you turn that light off for us, please? Thank you.
We are just completely confused now. Try to get back on track. You want to see if they want to talk to us a different way? Because we can turn the spirit box on and see if they actually want to use words.
So it seems like you're liking the flashlight a lot, as evidence. There are other ways that you can talk to us and get a message through if you like. Can you light that flashlight if you're interested in another way? You don't have to be afraid of it. It's just as harmless as the flashlight. It's just a way for you to touch and talk to us. Okay. All right, can you turn that out? Can you turn the flashlight off? And then we'll get another tool up and running so that you can talk to us a different way.
So did we determine that? So yes.
Uh-huh. trigger?
Say what?
Affirming that it was also harmless was the trigger for the yes.
Do you recall, Chris, were we at 150 or 200 last night?
I don't recall.
We were back and forth at this one.
Started at 1. Standing.